I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on Classical Mornings. And this morning, I'm so pleased to welcome a remarkable talent to the show. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 is a bold and visually stunning musical, now playing at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. After a sold-out 16-week run at Crowe's Theatre, it's now part of the Mirvish subscription series. And it's one of the most exciting productions I've seen in a long time. I had the chance to see it last Friday night, and I was completely taken by the performances, especially by our guest this morning, Divine Brown. She plays the role of Hélène with a presence that's sultry, magnetic, and totally commanding. Her voice is one of those voices you just don't forget, powerful and unique. And what struck me most was how beautifully it blended with the ensemble while still shining all on its own, so unique. Divine joins us from home. Divine, good morning, and thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. How are you today?
Terrific. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
A little bit tired from last night's show?
Oh my gosh, yes. Two shows yesterday.
Whoa! So we're very delighted.
We like to say, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say this. What we like to say, and this is Haley's, thing that she came up with,
yes,
is that we're so tired after two shows that we call them two doshes instead of two show days.
Yeah, exactly.
So, very tired after a two-doshe.
I'm sure. Now, your performance as Hélène is absolutely electric. Can you take us
Thank
back
you.
To how this role first came to you? What attracted you to it?
You know what? I was asked to audition for it way back when with Musical Stage Company. When they were considering doing it as a part of their series, and oh my gosh, it's again, my tired brain is not remembering.
That's all right.
Who the artistic director was at the time,
mm-hmm.
and then COVID happened,
right?
And then after COVID, I'd kind of forgotten about it, but I got a call from Chris Abraham saying that it was going to be he was going to be doing it, directing it, and it was going to be co-pro between Musical Stage and Crowe's.
Mm-hmm.
And asked me if I was still interested in doing the show, because I'd been offered the part from back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, absolutely. I love the fact that Hélène is, she is, I love how she is, she's about extravagance.
Yes.
She does what she wants.
Yeah.
And she's quite free spirited within this relationship with her husband Pierre. And but also likes to cause a bit of trouble in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a slight villainous aspect to her to this character that I haven't really had the chance to play ever in my acting career. So I said, oh, I love this. Let's do this, you know?
Right. And yeah. did you discover something new about her, something interesting things about yourself that you found when you were performing her?
Actually just heightened the mischievous side of my nature.
Great. Excellent.
Right into the mischievous side of my nature, yeah.
Excellent. So the music in this show, it's incredibly diverse. So it leaps from classical to pop to Russian folk and beyond. How did you approach singing a score that's so eclectic and theatrical?
And that's one of the things that I absolutely adore about this show.
Yes, me too.
How multifaceted it is musically. And so I approached it where, you know, I've done ensemble shows before.
Yeah.
So and I absolutely love to have also sung. I spent a lot of time singing in choirs in my youth. So it just made sense to be an ensemble singer when appropriate and to shine and be my own unique voice, which I really get to do in Charming.
Yeah, you know what I loved about your performance was that when it came time to do that solo that you do, it's remarkable. Great colors, great interpretation, and really so unique on stage. But when it came time to do anything else, I would always watch you, and you were observing. You would observe what was happening in the story, and were so wonderfully well focused with a kind of a chill.
Thank you.
You know, and it was just fabulous acting when you were completely still.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. And did you enjoy, and did the fact that the different types of music, did that affect your performance and your interpretation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's so many, it's so moving. There's so many moving songs, that the beginning, Pierre, the sort of introduction to Pierre, where he's explaining and pleading his case about who he is and his place in society, but how there's something in him that wants to change. And there's a wonderful song, Dust to Ashes. I love that song. It gets me every time.
Oh, nice.
It's so moving. There's a wonderful piece that Haley sings, Natasha. I think it's called, I think it's called Natasha. But she's talking about her relationship to Andre and how much she misses him in the very beginning.
Yes.
So beautiful. The colors are so beautiful.
Yes.
And her interpretation of the song is so amazing. She has so many colors in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I just love this. I really love this musical.
Yeah.
One of the hardest I've ever done, but incredibly, incredibly impactful.
What makes it hard?
Oh man, the movement and the stairs, running,
and your long dress.
Yes, in long dresses. I might as well be doing biceps by the amount of times I have to hike it up to go upstairs.
Oh, no harm in toning one's arms, is there?
Not at all.
You know, you've had such an impressive career. Juno Award winning, Dora nominated, and so celebrated in both music and theater. How do you see a role like Hélène fitting into the arc of your artistic journey? Role like Hélène fitting into the arc of your artistic journey, your evolution as it is?
Oh, I think this is a fantastic color to my artistic journey. And it's nice. It's nice to play around with a bit of French in this role as well.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And you're part of this extraordinary cast. What's the energy like backstage?
Oh, it's always energetic. We absolutely love each other.
Yeah.
I have to say that I feel so fortunate over the years to have been a part of some really fantastic cast.
Yes.
And this is at the top of the heap for me.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Far. Yeah. Yeah. Like there's a lot of love. There's a lot of silliness. there's a lot of support.
Right.
So there's laughter. It's a myriad of different emotions, but wonderful. All very positive.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Divine. And just before we go, can you tell us, what's next for you? Any upcoming projects or plans we can look forward to?
Okay. There's quite a few, but the one of the biggest things is I'm going to be doing. I did a show at Soul Pepper called Billy Sarah and Ella, Revolutionary Women in Jazz.
Yes.
And I'm going to be doing a matinee and an evening show at the Aurora Cultural Center.
Okay.
Where I'm doing a concert where I get to sing the material from that show.
Oh, terrific.
And talk about the process of creating a concert like that. That is a mix between a nice solid mix between, theater, concert and documentary, talking about the lives of these three women.
Wow, that would be wonderful to hear your experience and your story through this music. I think that would be fun, really wonderful to go and see.
Well, yes, and that's like far, that's in, November 15th.
Terrific. Terrific. Divine, yeah. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I really appreciate your speaking with us, particularly after a two-do-che.
Yes! It sounds like a beautiful French phrase or something.
Yeah, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah. Well, have a great day, and thanks so much.
Thanks, Jean.
Bye-bye. Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 is on now at the Royal Alexander Theatre, part of the Mirvish subscription season, and runs until August 24th. You can find tickets and more information at mirvish.com.